Joshua, Ireli, oh yes, he knows, oh yes, he knows. Joshua, Ireli, he said his fire, he said his fire. Oh, Joshua, Ireli, oh yes. Joshua, Ride, he said his fire, and every day supply, yes, he knows, Joshua, Ride.
Let us pray.
Baba Vatsvene, tinokutendai mangwanani ano. Matipa mukana unokosha kupinda nguva dzose dzatingava nadzo. Nguva dzokunzwa imi muchitaura kwatiri. Shoko ropenyu usingaperi. Ishe tiri pano mangwanani ano. Pasi pemi semakataura muchiti panongwana vari kana vatatu. Chazenge ndiri pakati pao. Muri pano imi changamire. Muri pano imi zuro na nasino kisingapere. Mwiyamusene uri pano kutoshande basa sokutuma kwa makaita. Baba chiti tungamira iye zino. Vana venyu vauya avana kuzonzo uya kuzonzo kwa muna achitaura. Noti mashoko makuru ne maduku anga kitaura wanemunu ana maturo. Asishoko rimwe chete rinotaurwa nemi rinozva rinoita mukati moupenyu hwemunhu. Baba, takadziswa neprofita achiti chipo chikuru kukwanisa kuzvibvisa parutivi kuti iye Mwari ataure. Baba, tinozvibvisa parutivi yezvino, tinobvisa kugona kwedu, tinobvisa kuziva kwedu, ezvozvo zvatingaita Mwari mubatsirwe nemunhu. Jehovha shimirai mutibatsire. Makati ishe wangu vavaki vanogona kuvaka guta. Asi kana imi musipo vanoka pasina. Hatingakwanisi kuendera mberi sekereke kana imi musipo. Hatingakwanisi kunamata ishe kana imi musipo. Jehovha, imi munokwanisa kuita isu tisipo. Asi isu hatikwanisi kuita imi musipo. Baba chitibatsirai. Takomikidza zvose maoko menyu kuti mukupera kweservisi ino mugopiwa mbiri nekukudzwa. Muzita rinokoshera Jesu Kristu tonamata ishe kuti kunyange vanorwara vagamuchire kuporeswa kwavo.
Amen.
Vane zvisuo vagamuchire zvisuo zvavo. Vanoda mweya mutsvene vagamuchire mweya mutsvene. Chingava chipi nechipi baba toda kuti mumwe nemumwe agamuchire. Nekuti imi Mwari munozvigona. Tanamata nekutenda nemuzita rinokoshera Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Tigare pasi.
You may be seated.
Tinofara zvikuru mangwana nano.
I'm so glad this morning
kuva pa Eastleigh Tabernacle.
To be at Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Takambouya.
I came before.
I see it no gara kure kure uku.
But I stay very far away.
Kumafura mepo. Emi mu Harare muri pasi pe pressure.
You in Harare, you are living under pressure.
I see it no koka ikuti mombo uya ukariba mombo furwa nemepo.
But we invite you to Kariba to get some relaxation.
Ndo wanzotaurira vanhu kuti isu tiri kurarama millennium.
I always tell people that we are living in the millennium.
Because already we are living with animals.
Nekuti takutogara nechekare nemhuka.
We have got elephants.
Tine nzou.
Buffaloes.
Tine nyati.
Giraffes.
Tine matwiza.
No, zebras.
Ma zebra.
Lions.
Shumba.
And a great sea of water.
nemvura yakawandisa.
Saka mukauya ikokoko munonzwa kufurwa nemhepo.
So if you come to Kariba, you truly experience true relaxation.
Tomboraura.
Then we fish together.
Samuel pandakauya panapa.
Samuel, when I came here,
ndobva nditaridza picture.
He showed me a picture.
Ari kukariba nadedi neni.
When we were in Kariba together with him and his father,
anga achiri mudiki.
He was still a young kid.
Tikati na last picture we nayo.
And I asked, you still have this picture with you?
Tikanzi hongu.
And he said yes.
Kuti akaichengeta sei, amen.
How he has managed to keep it, I don't know.
Vakanga vauya kuzobata hove.
They had come for fishing.
Saka tinotenda Mwari zvikuru.
So we thank God so much.
Tine mufaro mukati meshoko rino.
We have joy in this word.
Nhasi muri kuparidzirwa naMudhara Mataka.
Today Elder Mataka is preaching for you.
Vazukuru.
I have 22 grandchildren. And great grandchildren. But we are still holding on by the grace of God. God is good. He will take care of you naturally and spiritually. Let me counsel you. If you abide in this word, something will take place.
You will never be the same.
Aurambe uri zvauri.
Tingati amen here ipapo.
Can we say amen?
Iri shoko ibenyu.
This word is alive.
Ndimo ari pachake.
It's God himself.
Hakusi kufungidzira aiwa.
It's not presuming, no.
Pane kudzikunurwa kuchiri kuitika nanhasi.
There is redemption still going on today.
Kuponeswa kwechokwadi.
True salvation.
Uchizadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
And being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Tava pangwe yekudzoka kwaIshe Jesu Kristu.
We are now close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Chero nguva anokwanisa kuuya.
Anytime our Lord can come.
Regai ndi tofunga Brother Mukwinya vangava ndi kusumudzireo Sister Mataka.
Let me maybe raise Sister Mataka.
Aiwa vaumberereita.
Give a clap offering.
Ndova ari kundichengeta.
She's the one taking care of me.
Vanondida zvakanyanya.
She loves me so much.
Ndochikonzero mchiona ndakaita sekamukomana.
That's the reason why you see I still look like a young man.
Ndine mujaya wangu anonzi Elijah.
I've got my son Elijah.
He's about 44 years.
Akusika kumakore 44 takadzidza tese kuHarare High.
That's my second born.
Ndiye mwanakomana wangu wechipiri.
Ava nemhanza.
He's now bald headed.
Chidubu chakadai so.
He's got a belly.
Ndobva ndati mundingina wangu.
Then I said, he's my young brother.
Nekuti atochembera.
Because he's now growing old.
Saka tinenge taenzana manje.
Now we are almost the same. We almost appear the same.
Toona kuti nguva iri kufamba.
And we see that time is moving.
It won't be long.
Hapasina nguva.
Amen.
Amen.
It won't be long.
Hapasina nguva.
Keep on holding.
Ramba wakabatirira.
Kuya kwashe kunoitika manje manje.
The coming of the Lord can be any time. Until the prophet says, there are some who are alive today who are not going to taste death until they will see the Lord. Can we say amen to that? There are some among you
vasiri kuzoona rufu
who are not going to taste death
kusvikira vachiona Ishe,
and they will see the Lord,
kuratidza kuti nguva yacho yava padyo,
showing that the time is drawing nigh.
Muchechi muno mune ma elders.
There are elders in this church.
Brother Ray.
Brother Ray.
Takabvira kare.
We come from way back.
Brother Maraire.
Brother Maraire.
Brother Samuel.
Brother Samuel.
Brother Shamba.
Brother Shamba.
Avasivo vega.
These are not the only elders.
Zvoti tinokwanisa kumira totarisa.
That we can stand and look. The journey that we have traveled, where we are going is closer, but we have come from far.
Three quarters of their lives, these people,
zvikamuzvitatu kubva muzvina zveupenyu hwavo vanavo,
vapedzera muna Kristu.
They have saved it in the Lord.
Saka vanhu vanoda kuremekedzwa.
So there are people who deserve respect.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
What is an elder?
Chiko chinonzi mukuru.
That's chronological age in the Lord.
Zvinoreva kuti makore awanda munashe.
Achipeta na achipeta.
And being added on and added on. Then you come.
Ota apana zvavanoziva.
Mafikizolo, and he said they don't know nothing.
Aiwa tisadaroi.
No, please don't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Tiri kutaura semudhara.
I'm talking like an elder.
Vafana vemazuva ano vano vane mhepo dzakasimba chaizvo.
The youth of nowadays, they've got a lot of zeal.
Pfava.
Just be humble.
Onamatastere.
And pray a lot.
Ozadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
And be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mwari wokutungamiri.
And the Lord will lead you.
Mune ma sisters muno.
There are sisters in this church.
Vandakaona vari vasikana.
Whom I saw just as girls.
Nasunova anambuya.
But today they are grandmothers.
Amen.
Amen. The age that we are living in no longer needs old people.
Kwanzi chizvarwa chimwe chakazomuka.
It is said that there arose another generation
which knew not Joseph.
Chakanga chisingazive Josepha.
And there's a reason a generation today.
Zvino nhasi kwasumuka chimwe chizvarwa
which does not know Brother Branham,
chisinga gamuchire kana kucherechedza Brother Branham,
kukosha kwavo,
his importance.
Mumagwaro,
in the scriptures,
John akada kunamata mutumwa.
John wanted to worship the messenger
akanga achimuratidza zvinhu,
who was showing him these symbols.
Mutumwa iye akati usanamata ini John.
And the angel said unto John, do not worship me.
We are profita nehama dzako.
I am one of thy prophets
Christ.
And thy brethren, worship Christ.
And that was a vision.
Changa chiri chiratidzo.
A vision has got to be fulfilled.
Chiratidzo chofanira kuzadzikiswa.
Somebody has got to fulfill that vision.
Pane munhu anofanira kuzadzika chiratidzo chakaonekwa naJohn.
Brother Branham was kuparidza bruised serpent.
When Brother Branham was preaching maridzo inonzi chikara chakakuvadzwa.
Ndava kukuudza ikuti.
Today I want to tell you that
ndakuregera zvokuparidza.
I am stopping the ministry.
Nemhaka yekuti pane vamwe hama.
Because there are some brethren who are saying, I, Branham, am Christ. Now, because of that, it's better to meet with my Lord as a sinner than to meet with my Lord as an antichrist.
vakanga vari hama dzakazadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
They were brethren filled with the Holy Spirit.
Shumiro yaBrother Branham yakanga yakabatana zvakanyanya.
The ministry of Brother Branham was so parallel, so close.
That was the revelation of the Son of Man.
Chakanga chiri chizaruro chemwanakomana womunhu.
In a man.
Chemwanakomana womunhu ari mumunhu.
Are
we together, brethren?
Is too much.
Until the people said, no, zanyanyisa.
That's
the scripture in Revelation that must be fulfilled.
To
show that Brother Branham was the man.
So I'm
saying that we cannot play with this prophet. This is not a ministry that we should despise. If we have to play, let's play. But when we come to the ministry of William Branham, we say, Lord, thy will be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Chesa, Sarah Jesus Christ.
I would like to greet Sister Chesa in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember all the time. The first fish that she caught. She caught it in Kariba. And she overcame all of us. She threw in the rod and she shouted, yeah, I think I've got something. And she caught a very big brim.
That was the first catch.
Ndo hove yavakatanga kubata nechirauro.
Takanga tine murumo.
We had Pastor Chesa.
For your own information.
Kuti imi mungozivawo.
Do you know there are certain things that happen behind this the screen?
Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinoitika imi musingazive kana kuona.
That's right. Brother Chesa was a simple man.
Pastor Chesa vakanga vari munhu munyoro.
With the nature of a pastor.
Vane hunhu chaiwo womufudzi.
Easy to approach.
Zvaive nyore kusvika kwavari.
Hapana kuti unokwenya musoro kuti manje ndoenda sei.
You not need to scratch your head whether when you wanted to go and meet him.
No.
Kwete.
Saka tava kupinda mugore rino.
So when we were entering into 2018, we were supposed to have communion. So we had only a little left. Then I phoned him and said, my friend, can I please have kosher wine?
There's no problem.
Elder brother. Amen.
You know where I say.
But how can I deliver it to you?
Then
I just said, it's not a problem. Just go to CAG buses which are bound for Kariba.
Then inotosika.
And then it will arrive. And he ran around. I don't know whom he arranged with to bring it. To take it to the buses. And he called me. And we waited for it.
Communion that night.
And we had communion. We seek we all.
Right? After that, vakanga va kunyanga.
Mushure maizozo, he was in Nyanga.
Funga just holidays.
Ndotenda kuti kungozorora kwavaita kuya. And he called me and he said, brother,
network,
there was a problem with network. He could not get a hold of me. And it cut.
And the next thing that I heard is Pastor Chesa is going to be with the Lord. Kwandiri pane zvakataura.
To me,
wine, then fight a breakdown, your communion, your communication.
After giving me wine, then there was kusabatana pa mafone. The next thing I hear is the brother is no more. We say that everything that happens,
the prophet says, Nothing can happen to you.
Hakuna chinogona kuitika kwauri.
Until God says, let it happen.
Kusvikira Mwari vazvitendera kuti zviitike.
Saka zvakaitika izvozvi.
So whatever happened,
ndi Mwari vakazvitendera.
It's God who allowed it.
Ngatidzikamei.
Let us be sober.
Ngativimbei naMwari.
Let's trust God.
God will never fail us.
Mwari havambofa vakatikundika.
Can we say amen to that?
Ngatiti amen.
You will never fail us.
Mwari havambofa vakatikundika.
Saka nasi handina kuya ndichida kuzokupopota manje.
So today I did not come to to be mad at you.
Noti munozondirenga hamuzondida futi.
Because I know you hate me and you not like me anymore.
Chizvarwa chacho chinogumbura ichi.
This generation
chinogumbura chizvarwa chatiri kurama machiri.
This generation, it really is a it touches your soft spots.
Unoita hasha dzepamweya.
You have holy indignation
chizvarwa chatiri kurarama.
In this generation that we are living.
Saka ticha ngo taurawo zvandaiswa pamoyo naShe.
So I'll just speak what the Lord has placed upon my heart.
Ngatisumukei.
Let's stand upon our feet.
Sha verenga kuna 2 Samuel 9.
Chaverenga kuna Samuel yechipiri tsauko 9.
Then tozoverenga kuna Zakaria.
Tozoverenga kuna Zakaria.
2 Samuel 9.
Samuel yechipiri tsauko 9.
Verse 1 to 13.
Ndima yekutanga kusvika 13.
Kana tapawana to verenga edu.
If we found the place, we can read.
And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
Zvino David wakati, kuchine mumwe wakasara wemba ya Sauro wandingaitira zvakanaka nokuda kwa Jonathan here.
And there was the house of Saul, a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he.
Zvino kwakanga kuchino muranda weimba yaSauro wainzi Ziba. Wakamudanira kuna David, mambo akati kwaari, ndiwe Ziba here? Iye akati muranda wenyu ndiye.
And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet.
Mambo akati kwaari, hakuchina mumwe weimba yaSauro wandingaitira kunaka kwaMwari here? Ziba akati kuna mambo, Jonathan uchino mumwanakomana wakaremara tsoka.
And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Mach, the son of Amiel, in Lo Deba.
Mambo akati kwaari, uripi? Ziba akati kuna mambo, tarirai uri kumba kwa Makiri, mwanakomana waAmieri.
Then King David said and fetched him out of the house of Mach, the son of Amiel, from Lo Deba.
Ipapo mambo David akatuma nhume kundomutora kumba kwa Makiri, mwanakomana waAmieri, paro dibari.
Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, thy servant.
Naizozo Mephibosheth mwanakomana waJonathan mwanakomana waSauro akasvika kuna David akawira pasi nechiso chake akamufugamira. David akati, Mephibosheth. Iye akapindura akati, tarirai muranda wenyu.
And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually.
David akati kwaari, usatya, nokuti zviro kwazvo ndichakuitira zvakanaka nokuda kwaJonathan baba vako, uye ndichakudzosera nyika yose yababa vako Sauro, iwe uchagara uchidya zvokudya patafura yangu.
And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?
Iye akafugamira akati, Muranda wenyu chinyiko, zvamakatarira imbwa yakafa seni.
Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and to all his house.
Ipapo mambo akadana Ziba, muranda waSaul, akati kwaari, zvose zvanga zviri zvaSaul nemba yake yose, ndakazvipa mwanakomana watenzi wako.
Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat, but Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
Iwe unofanira kumurimira minda, iwe navanakomana vako navaranda vako nokukohwa michero, kuti mwanakomana watenzi wako ave nezvokudya zvaangadya, asi Mephibosheti mwanakomana watenzi wako uchagara uchidya zvokudya patafura yangu. Zvino Ziba waiva navanakomana vane gumi navashanu navaranda vana makumi maviri.
Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that thy lord the king hath commanded his servant, So shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth and the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons.
Ipapo Ziba akati kuna mambo, muranda wenyu uchaita zvose zvinorayirwa muranda wenyu nashe wangu mambo. Mambo akati, kana ari Mephibosheti, iye ucharamba achidya patafura yangu so mumwe wavanakomana vamambo.
And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micha, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth.
Zino Mephibosheth waiva namwanakomana muduku wainzi Mika, uye vose vakanga vagere mumba maZiba vaiva varanda vaMephibosheth.
So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet.
Naizvozvo Mephibosheth wakagara Jerusarema nokuti waigara achidya patafura yamambo, wakanga akaremara tsoka dzake dzose.
Toverenga Zechariah 4.
Let's read Zechariah 4,
verse 6 na 7.
Dima 6 na 7.
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Ipapo akapindura akataura neni achiti, Ndiro shoko raJehovha kuna Zerubbabheri, rinoti, Hazviitwi nehondo, kana nesimba, asi nomweya wangu, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovha wehondo.
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it.
Ndiwe aniko, iwe gomo guru, pamberi paZerubbabheri, uchaitwa bani, iye uchabudisa ibwe rokumusoro, achidanidzira achiti, nyasha, nyasha, ngadzive kwariri.
Mwara komborere kuverenga kushoko rake tigare hedu pasi.
May the Lord bless the reading of it, where you may be seated.
Tatawana msoro maridzo yedu.
We have got the title of our message.
Grace, grace.
Nyasha, nyasha.
Mune zvinhu zvose tinoda nyasha.
In all things we need grace.
Chinano chine church ino chinoda nyasha.
This situation at this church needs grace.
Chidamba mako unoda nyasha.
Maybe in your house you need grace.
Kurarama muchizvarwa chino tinoda nyasha.
To live in this age you need grace.
Kukunda muchizvarwa chino tinoda nyasha.
To overcome in this age you need grace.
Zuva nezuva reupenyu hwomutendi.
Each and every day of a believer,
tinoda nyasha.
We need grace.
Now, the Bible is the only book that can tell you who you are.
Zvino Bible ndiro roga bhuku rinokwanisa kunyatso kudona kuti iwe ndiwani.
Where you come from,
wakabva kupi,
and where you are going,
uye kwawakananga.
That's the only book,
Bible ndiro rega bhuku,
that can tell you who you are,
rinokwanisa kukudza kuti iwe ndiwani.
Where you come from,
wakabvepi,
and where you are going,
uye uri kuendepi.
And there is only one person,
uye pane munhu mumwe chete,
who knew who he was,
aiziva kuti iye ndiani
akanga ari Kristu.
It was Christ.
Anoti ndakabva kuna Mwari.
He says, I come from God.
Ndinodzokera kuna Mwari.
And I come back, go back to God. But you and I,
tichaziva izvozvo izvi.
We no longer remember that.
Nekuti takanzvenga a theophany body.
Because we bypassed mutumbi weshoko.
And then came straight into this body.
Tikananga mumutumbi wenyama.
To be tempted.
Kuti tiedzwe.
And try.
Kuti tiedzwe.
And then when the gospel comes.
Zvino pano yavhangeri.
The message of the hour.
Maridzo yenguva yedu.
Then it opens.
Zvino inozarura.
And then from that time.
Zvino kubva panguva iyoyo.
Wotanga kuziva manje.
You start to know.
Kuti all right ndakabva kuna Mwari.
You start to be conscious that I came from God.
Apa ndava parwendo rokudzokera kuna Mwari.
Now I'm on a journey going back to God.
Ndofunga tese tabva kudzimba dzedu.
I believe we have all come from our homes.
After service hapana munhu anongodzengerera panapa.
Mushure meservice we don't find people roaming around. Kwawabva. You came from somewhere.
Kwauchadzokera.
You have to go back there.
Saka tina kungoya pano.
We did not just come here.
Pane kwatakabva.
By accident. We came from
Saka
somewhere.
Tiri parwendo.
We are on a journey.
Rokudzokera kwatakabva.
Going back to where we came from.
Tingati amen here kwazvo.
Can we say amen?
Saka nyaya yekuti uzive kuti ndiwe ani.
So the issue for you to know who you are.
A Bible.
Is the Bible.
Ndiro chete book.
Is the only book.
Panyika pano.
On this earth.
Rinokutaurira.
Which will tell you.
Kuti ndiwe ani.
Who are you?
Uru kuendepi?
Where are you going?
Rimwe remazuva,
one of these days,
ndaishanda pa government medical stores apa.
I was working at the government medical stores.
Hama dzangu.
Brethren,
ngatidzokerei panzira dzekare.
Let's go back to the old path.
Chikristu chechokwadi.
True Christianity.
Ndaiti ndiri kubasa ndoverenga zvangu spoken word rangu.
At work, I would read my spoken words.
Ndokubvanda sangana nechitaurwa.
Then I saw a quotation.
Chinoti icho.
That said.
Wakanga uri kuna Mwari.
You were in God.
Zvino wakaratidzwa panyika pano.
And you were manifested on this earth.
Kuti uzoyanana naMwari.
So that you can fellowship
uri
with God.
Uri panzira yekudzokera zvakare kuna Mwari.
You are on your journey to go
hey,
back to God.
That was too much for me.
Zvakandikunda izvi.
Ndakatanga kufamba nerodhiyo ino yakunzani inoenda kumasvingwe.
I started to walk along Simon Mazorote.
That's right. Ndichibva kubasa taipindira pa Methodist apa.
We were fellowshipping at Methodist
pa CSO.
At CSO.
Pa Magaba.
At Magaba.
Ndichifamba zvangu ndiri pakati pe road up.
His eye was walking in the middle of the road.
Mashoko aya akadzoka kwandiri.
That quotation came back to me.
Ndokutanga kuchema.
And I started crying.
Vanhu vaisangana nena havana kunzwisisa kuti chiri kuitika kumukoma.
The people who I was meeting did not understand what was happening to me.
I was a boy then.
Ndanga ndichingori mukomana ipapo.
Ndichipukuta misodzi yangu.
Wiping my tears.
It was so real.
Zvakanga zvine chokwadi.
Ndobva ndauya hangu iwe.
Then I came.
Ndokupinda service here.
And I attended the service.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen, church.
Tinombowanawo here nguva yekunamata.
Do we find time to pray?
Tinombowanawo here nguva yekutsanya.
Do we find time to fast?
Tinombowanawo here nguva naMwari.
Do we find time with God?
Ndiri kutaurira zvemakwara ekare.
I'm talking about the old past.
Pakaburitsa mhare idzi na pastor wenyu.
Where we got these elders and our pastor.
Ndoko vakabva nako ikoko.
That's where they came from.
Wanga kusina kutamba.
It was not play.
Wanga kusina kutamba nemafoni.
It was not playing with phones.
Kana pane chinhu chiri dangerous muchizvarwa chanasi.
If there's anything that is dangerous in this generation, is the smartphone.
Yakuvadza vana vese.
It has damaged all the children.
Yakuvadza nyika yose.
It has damaged the whole country.
Yatora nguva yevanhu naMwari.
It has taken the people's time with God.
Mwari ngavatibatsire.
May God help us.
Mwari ngavatibatsire.
May God help us.
Chizvarwa chakakombama.
A crooked generation.
The devil could not get a hold of the people. But in this age, he has invaded the whole world by a simple machine called a phone. Are we together, Church of God?
The
time you spend with your phone is more than the time which you spend with God. Backbiting in church through WhatsApp.
Yeah,
bringing divisions among brethren.
Nema WhatsApp.
Through WhatsApp. God who brought this thing said we must be united. And then we ask God, what must we do? You took our pastor. What must we do?
Kusikira church politics yotanga.
Until church politics started. May God help us. May God help us for you. Until it's about Ichabod.
The glory of God has departed.
Are
you angry with God for taking his servant? You are saying, God, you did something wrong. You shouldn't have done that. But God says, no. His time was up. That was the right time for him to come. As the pastor was saying from DRC, let's unite. United we stand. Divided we fall. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
I'm
just saying things that I'm being led. If this is not planned.
And the Bible is.
This Bible. This Bible will tell you who you are. Where you came from. And where you are going.
Israel is not our name prophet.
Now listen to what the prophet says.
Christ is revealed in his own word.
In the book, Christu anozarurwa mushoko rake. He says, yeah.
Let's go into the history of the Bible. Just a minute. And see where it came from. It was written by 40 different writers.
40
men wrote the Bible. Over a space of 1600 years apart.
Kwemakore akapatsanurana 1600
and at different times
munguva dzakasiyana
predicting the most important events that ever happened in the world
vachifanotaura zvitiko zvakakosha zvakamboitika pasi rino
and many times hundreds of years before it happened.
Kazhinji kacho mazana nemazana emakore vaitozvitaura zvisati zvaitika.
And there is not one error in the entire 66 books.
Uye hapana kana kukanganisa kumwe chete mumabhuku ese 66. Let's give a clap offering to the Bible.
No mistake.
Hapana kana mhosva.
What a book.
Ibhuku rakadini kwe.
No contradiction.
Hapana kana kupesana.
What a book.
Ibhuku rakadini.
No correction.
Hapana chinoda kugadziriswa.
What a book.
Ibhuku rakadini.
This is not man's book.
Iri harindi bhuku revanhu.
This is God's book.
Ibhuku ramwari.
Hanzi raitaura ma events aizoita transpire.
They would predict the events that would happen.
And there's not one error in the entire 66 books.
Apana kana mhosva imwe chete mumabhuku ose 66.
No author but God himself could be so accurate. No one would contradict the other. Remember 1600 apart.
Rangarirai makore 1600.
The Bible was wrote
Bible rakanyorwa
from Moses to the death of John at the Isle.
Kubva kuna Moses kusvika rufu rwa John pachitsuwa.
Or the Isle of Patmos.
Pachitsuwa chePatmos.
1600 years.
Makore 1600.
And was wrote by 40 different authors.
Rakanyorwa nevanyori 40 vakasiyana.
One different even know one another.
Vanga vasingatombozivane.
And they never heard it as the word.
Uye vaisavanaro seshoko.
Some of them never even seen the word.
Vamwe vavo vanombobvira vaona iro rinonzi
shoko. But when they wrote it,
asipa vairi nyora.
And was understood to be prophets.
Uye vakanzwisiswa kuve vaprofita.
When they put their prophecies together,
pavakabatanidza zviprofita zvavo,
each one of them dovetailed one to another.
Chiprofita chemumwe nemumwe chakapindirana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Tirikupanzwisa here ipapa.
Do we understand that part?
Vanhu vakasiyana siyana.
People who are different, when it was brought together and it all dovetailed, these are not the words of a man. And prophets do not contradict one another.
Like these modern prophets here.
Another
prophet said, it is an abomination for a woman to put on that which pertained to a man.
Zvichinyangadzo zvinosemesa mwari kuti mudzimai apfeke hanzu yakafanana.
Asunoona vaprofita vazvino.
But you see today's prophets.
Vakadzi vacho vakapfeka midhebhe, vakapenda, vakaita zvese vachitaura nendimi.
They are wise putting on trousers
with
makeup and speaking in tongues, but contradicting what was spoken by
that's
another
a false
prophet.
Prophet.
Can
we say amen to that?
Amen.
Don't
be afraid of
them.
They are hypocrites. They are not prophets from God. We don't identify them with Prophet William Branham.
This is one of the seven that was in his right hand.
Who were being brought in their time. When this man was born, the pillar of fire was hanging there.
God identifying his servant and saying,
this is my servant. And then you argue with him.
I think we are not finding
time to listen to the messages.
Ama,
brethren,
kungozivharira chete mumba.
Just to close yourself
wotanga
in your closet
kuterera.
And start to listen.
You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. Pakunopera kwe service.
At the end of the service, when the Holy Spirit has come down, and listening to the discernment, and
brother, sister, you will never be the same.
Amen.
We are missing something.
That's why you are in all these arguments.
Beware of those insects.
Chenjerai zvipuka zviya.
The pomon, the caterpillar.
Gwatakwata.
Mashu.
Mashu.
Nempedza chese.
Mteteni nempedza chose.
Tochenjerera zvipuka izvo zviya.
Now be careful of those four insects.
Pane murume anonzi Shamga.
There is a man called Shamga.
hativerengi nezvake pakawanda.
We don't read about him many times.
One verse chete yemurume uyu.
There's only one verse about him.
Asi shoko racho raakubhedhenurwa.
But when the scripture was being unveiled,
nemuprofita wedu,
by our prophet,
hanzi he was just an ordinary man.
Hanzi angari munhu wemazuva ose.
He was not a soldier.
Anganga asiri murwi muto.
And the Philistines were coming after they harvest, and then they take everything. Now Shamgar was an Israelite. He was the son of
Abraham.
He was circumcised. And he believed in God.
When he saw the Philistines come, and he said, they are going to take.
Votora chikafu here.
They are going to take my harvest.
Votora chikafu chinondi chengeta.
Take my food that takes care of me.
Muri yangu nevana vangu.
What about my family, my children?
Hanzi akangoona chimuti chakanga chiri padhuze.
He just saw a stick that was close by.
Ndokutora ichocho.
And he took that.
Akati ndakuita izvi.
And he said, I'm going to do this
in the
name of God of Israel.
How he did it, no one can explain.
The
Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And the Holy Ghost is upon us today. Can we say amen to that?
That is amen.
The Holy Ghost is upon us as the bride of Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot get into the rapture. There is nothing to change your body. There is nothing to take you out of this world. That's why the prophet says, the Holy Ghost must mean more and more to you. Don't rest until you get the Holy Spirit.
You relaxed. Have you got the Holy Ghost?
Shamgar. Akatora.
He took.
And he killed 600.
Nechimuti akauraya vaFiristia 600.
Vakanga vane mahelmets akasimba.
Which had brass helmets.
Vakanga vari trained soldiers.
Who were varwi vakadzidziswa kurwa.
Brother, with the Holy Ghost,
ama nemweya mutsvene,
we have got everything.
Tine zvese.
We become amateur gods.
Tinova vana mwari vadiki.
I am an amateur god.
Ndiri kamwari kadiki.
Are you an amateur god?
Iwe uri kamwari kadiki here?
That's very true.
Icho kwadi ichi.
Okay. Regerai tiendere zvedu pamberi.
Let's proceed.
Topedza nguva. Nokuti zviri kunakidza munomwe.
I'm enjoying it.
Now, say for instance, what if we went now and took 66 medical books?
Gatimboti paneimwe nguva tombonotora mabhuku 66 anotaura nezvehunyanzvi hwekurapa vanhu.
That deals with the body.
Achitsanangura pamusoro pezvemuviri wemunhu.
Wrote by 40 different medical schools.
Akanyorwa ne zvikoro zvinodzidzisa zvekurapa 40 zvakasiyana.
Or 1600 years apart.
Zvine makore 1600 pakati.
Wonder what kind of continuity we'd come up with.
Tinozoshamiswa kuti zvinhu zvacho zvingazopindirana here.
But not one word in the Bible.
Asi hapana kana shoko rimwe mubhaibheri.
Contradicts the other.
Rinopesana nerimwe.
Not one prophet ever contradicted the other one.
Hapana mumwe muprofita mumwe zvake akapesana nemumwe.
Not one prophet contradicted another.
Hapana kana muprofita mumwe akambopikisana nemumwe.
There was everyone perfect.
Vose vakanga vakakwana.
And when one come in and did prophesy, and that real prophet raised up and called him down, then it was made manifest. Amen.
Amen. This is the word of God. So we must depend on it.
And the word comes to the prophet.
Shoko rino uya kumuprofita.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it's not a problem for us to read the spoken word from the prophet. We don't have our
Amen.
Own message.
Now, whatever God wants done,
Chose mari chanoda kuti chiitwe.
He sends his word.
Vanotumira shoko ravo.
Whatever he wants done,
Chose mari chanoda kuti chiitwe.
He sends his word. Let's go to
Vanotumira shoko ravo.
Psalms 107.
Ande kumapisarema 107.
Psalms 107.
Mapisarema 107.
Then verse
20.
And he sent his word
wakatuma shoko rake
and healed them
ndokuvaporesa
and delivered them from their distractions.
Nokuvarwira pakuparadzwa kwavo.
In the first church age, God sent his word.
Mukereke yekutanga Mwari vakatuma shoko ravo.
And true believers were delivered.
Vatendi vechokwadi vakadzikinwa.
In Laodicea, God has sent his word.
Muraudikia Mwari vatumira zvakare shoko ravo.
Through the mouth of his prophet.
Kubudikidza nemuromo womuprofita wavo.
So God will always send his word.
Saka nguva dzose Mwari vanogara vachitumira shoko ravo.
So let's believe his word.
Saka ngatitendei shoko raMwari.
Tingati amen here kwazviri.
Can we say amen to that?
And also Psalm 147.
And 147.
Verse 15. He sent forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly.
Uno tumamira yake panyika. Shoko rake rinomhanya kwazo.
Rinomhanya semeni.
Rinomhanya, it runs swiftly.
Akarituma rinoenda richimhanya.
When he sends his words, it runs swiftly.
Oh yes, it happened.
Hongu zvakaitika.
One day there was a problem.
Rimwe zuva pakanga paita dambudziko.
A brother's car was stolen.
Motokari yehama yakanga yabiwa.
And then he recognized that there was a prophet here on earth. And he believed in his prophet. And he went and said, my car has been stolen.
Motokari yangu yabiwa. My car has been stolen. Now I don't know how I'm going to go back home. Let me read for you what transpired.
More wisdom versus faith.
Muchenjeri uchipikisana nekutenda.
I was talking to Brother Evans back there.
Ndaende kutaura nehama Evans kumashure.
Not long ago he came up here.
Pasina nguva akavakaura pano.
So far.
Vanofamba kubva kure.
He lost his car.
Vakabirwa mota yavo.
Sat over there with Miller's left the key in it.
Vakanga vakaipaka hapo vakasiya makiyi arimo.
Somebody came along and stole it.
Muma munhu akauya akaiba.
He had everything he had in it.
Vakanga vane zvinhu zvavo zvose imomo.
He came up and he, him and Brother Fred and Brother Tom, some of them come up to the house.
Vakauya iwo na Brother Fred na Brother Tom nevamwe vavo vakauya kumba.
Well, he looked like a little kid had his candy taken away from him.
Vakanga vachiratidzika kunge kamwana kadiki katorerwa sweet.
He was just all whipped out.
Vakanga vachinetsekana zvikuru.
You know, he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Vachiti handichaziva zvokuita.
Now, what is it?
Zvino chii?
Now they are coming.
Zvino vari kuuya.
What's the first thing?
Chii chekutanga?
To the word.
Kuuya kushoko.
Ask the Father.
Kumbirai kuna Baba.
If you abide in me.
Kana muchigara mandiri.
And my word in you.
Uye shoko rangu riri
mamuri. Ask what you will.
Kumbirai chamunoda.
What stay with the word. Just stay right with the word. And I'm saying to Eastley
Tabernacle,
stay with the word. No matter what takes place,
the word that Pastor Chesa left with you,
because he took that word from the prophet, stay with the word.
How
many
I'm going to say we will stand with the word.
And now I said, let's pray. We got down on the floor. God started praying. And while there we were praying, I said, Father, I come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Here
is a brother that spends works just a few days a week.
Yes,
his hands all beat up from fixing old ragged cars and things like that. Get enough money to drive 1400 to 1500 miles every Sunday
to
come into the meeting. That is commitment. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen, church.
That is commitment.
Diko kunonzi kuzipira chaiko.
Pano diwa kuzipira.
It needs commitment.
Kuzipira chaiko. Daitaura na mfundi Chikosi 3 weeks ago.
I was speaking to Pastor Chikosi 3 weeks
before.
When he was in Kariba.
Paine married couples meeting.
Vaine msangane weva karura na mchechi.
Wajite mfundisi.
He was saying, Pastor.
Shizaru achaka ipaichi.
This is a wicked generation. People no longer love one another. They get married. We marry them. Within no time, we want to divorce. Now we have brought them here in Kariba. So they can renew their marriage. This is a wicked generation. That we are living in. People no longer love one another. They are different from us. We love our wives. Elders love their wives. So much. But these young men of today, they don't love their wives. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to love your wife. That beauty will fade. But love will never fade. I can't tell you, young ones.
Tengera majigisi.
Buy jiggies.
Ungoenda na waka wanza muomwe.
And hide them in your pocket.
Mu bedroom chaimo.
In the bedroom.
Ono timdiwa.
And say, sweetie.
Surprise, yeah.
Yes, you surprise. Those jiggies, they help. It works. It's just those small things. Because we are living in a wicked
world.
My sister, if you are not able to keep your husband, he is going to find love outside. We are pastors. People come. Then I ask the sister, how are you treating your husband?
One
said, when I cook the sada, I leave it outside. Even if the dogs eat before him, I don't care.
Even
if he comes, I won't wake up and give him. Then I said, that is where the problem is. A man wants to be loved.
Amen.
Amen. This is a generation of confusion. They are just grabbing husband from one another.
Amen.
Amen. But believers don't behave like that. That is behavior of unbelievers.
We are the cream of the crop.
When you
want to see a true family, look at the bride of
Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right. And he came up here trying to hear the word. As we are trying to endeavor to contend for it. And I said, now we are now
some evil person stole his car.
Zvinondikati munhu akaipa aba motokari yehama.
What was it?
Chaive chiko?
I said, now Lord, I pray thee.
Zvinondakati ishe ndinokukumbirai.
Give him back his car.
Vadzorerei motokari yavo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Muzita raJesu Kristu.
You know that faith is so simple.
Munozati kutenda kuri nyore.
It's not shaking, shouting and doing all those emotions. Faith is real. Wangu namatira chinu itotenda chinu toitika.
If you have prayed for something, believe it will happen.
What did I do?
Ndakaiteiko?
I placed that word. That promise before God. Seal it with the name of Jesus. And sent forth the word. Write down the road it went. What was going now? The word was going.
The word was going like a dog after a rabbit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
God sent his word.
Ino manya.
It runs swiftly.
Hero ragu manya shoko.
The word going down the road
found the place where it started.
Rikaona pa nzimbo pazvakatangira.
Like a hound on a rabbit's trail.
Sembwa iri kuronda muhweza weturo.
Here he come right down the road.
Hero mariona richifamba nemumugwagwa.
Only got down there just about half way to Bowling's Green.
Richie Honga, Richie Sika Panzimbo, you know, the Bowling Green.
Kentucky.
Pa Kentucky.
What broke forth?
Chichaka Tupunyuka.
The word found him.
Shoko Ndora Kamuana.
The word found him.
Shoko Rakamuana.
Just then a vision flew back.
Ipapo Chisaruro Chaka Pachawa.
I seen a man.
Nakaona munu.
Yellow looking shirt on.
Akapeka shirt inenge
driving
yellow.
A young fellow. Once being a Christian, the word strike him.
Shoko raka
murova. You are doing wrong.
Waita zvakaipa.
The word caught him.
Shoko raka mbata.
He sent forth his word.
Mwari vakatumira shoko.
And caught him.
Rikamubata.
You are going to get caught in this someday.
Uchabatwa uchiba motikari nerimwe
zuva. And the law is going to get you for doing this.
Muraucha kusungira zvauri
kuita. He is now being condemned by the way.
Akupomerwa neshoko.
Can we say amen to that?
Ngatiti amen.
Akamboravirawo shoko.
He once tested the word.
Saka rakamubata.
So the word caught him. And he said, this is what you are doing. You are going to pay one of these days.
Amen.
Amen. One time when we were in Zaka, and the word was preached,
the effects of unconfessed sin.
Hanzi zvibereko zvechivi chisina kureururwa.
It kills the church.
Zvinouraya kereke.
It takes away the Holy Spirit.
Zvinobvisa mweya mutsvene.
When people are brought here,
kana vanhu vachiunzwa pano,
and they are sick,
vachirwara,
they are not healed.
Havapore.
What is that?
Chiko.
Unconfessed sin.
Zvivi zvisina kureururwa kana kutendeukwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen.
Zvivi zvorudzi rwoupombwe.
What kind of sins? Adultery coming into church.
Church.
Adultery coming into church.
Vaskana.
Girls.
I read and
it really pained me.
Vaitora blood kuma secondary schools.
They were taking blood from secondary schools.
Ndokona kuti kwatova ne HIV.
NBS was taking blood kuvana vechikoro vakaona kuti vatone shura matongo.
Ndoku regai tiende kuma primary.
And they said, let us go to the primary schools.
Ndokuona futi vatone HIV.
And they discovered the blood was stained with HIV.
Grade 1 to 7.
Vana vari grade 1 kusvika grade 7.
Ndikati nai Jehovah, vana vedu pokunyika nepai.
And then I said, Jehovah, how are our children going to escape?
This is an evil and adulterous generation.
Chino chizvarwa chakaipa choupombwe.
What's happening?
Chiko chiri kumboitika ishe.
Dokva mwamkoma nawo yasvikanzi
Then a certain boy came.
Ma plastic muhomwe.
He was found with the plastic.
Mam.
He was found with the condoms.
Yeah. A brother.
Ama.
Amanda Bazama is going to
pray. Brother asked, what are you doing with condoms? And he said, I was given at school. And they said, go and see the pastor. Where did you find them? And we were given at school. You know, form 5 and 6, they give condoms at school. They give. And yes.
Video.
They show us a video. They show us a video of people committing the act with and without condom.
Generation is gone.
That's
where we are. But we thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. In this evil and adulterous generation. How can you make it without the Holy Ghost? Zikanzi.
And sometimes I watch pornography. Pornography videos. We don't know pornography videos. We never grew up in the days of pornography. And I asked, what is that? It's a man and a woman.
And you look at that. As a believer,
you are
getting a spirit upon
you. You are
getting a spirit upon
you. You are
feeding on a wrong
thing. You
end up getting cold.
And then,
lastly, you are in those
things. Uchapinda umu upombwe iwoyo.
I was saying to my wife Tilipama Shops ku Westgate.
Ndandikutaura nemidzimai wangu at the Westgate shopping complex.
Ndikati when I look at her, I think of my daughter.
Ndaona msikana ari pa phone that when ndikamutarisa ndinoba ndafunga mwanasikana wangu.
She is looking at those things.
Ari kuona pornography.
Innocent.
Ana kana mhosva.
How
is she going to escape?
This is the
generation that we are
living in. That's
why we need the Holy Ghost, my brother.
But remember, we are preaching grace, grace.
How are we going
to make it?
Tichakunda say.
Anzi shoko raka mbata.
The word struck him.
Right.
For a short time, we'll get into our message, then we finish. We need grace. We need the grace of God. The coming of this message, it was the grace of God. For you to be alive today, it is the grace of God.
Panere wemuimbaya Sauro Asara.
Is there anyone who still remains in the house of Saul?
That I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake.
Kutindiratidze nyasha nokuda kwa Jonathan.
Ari poere.
Is there someone?
Asara kutindiratidze nyasha nerudo nokuda kwa Jonathan.
Is there anyone who remains that I might show grace and love because of Jonathan?
Pane ere asara.
Is there anyone who still remains?
Achiri kugomera.
Who is still groaning?
I wonder sometimes.
Do you know bufunga zimengua?
People are building billion houses.
Vanhu vari kuvaka dzimba dzinokosha mabillion.
Ugoti amai.
And then you wonder, does this brother know the rapture is coming?
Bringing heaven down.
With this big house like
and this could
I'm not saying, brother, you should not build or buy houses.
Please get me right.
Asi. Zvimwe zvacho zvinoitika zvinenge hatisi kutarisira rapture.
But some of the things that we do shows that we are not expecting the rapture.
Pane nguva yataitarisira rapture.
There was a time that we were anticipating the rapture
until the devil
kusvikira diabori
crept in.
Akapindira.
Do you know that there are certain people that refuse to go to school?
Munoziva here kuti pana vamwe vanhu vakatoramba kuenda kuchikoro.
Like you to know the rapture is on.
And saying kubvutwa kwatiro pajo
vakaramba.
They refused.
Vakanga vachinzwa kuti rapture yakutoitika.
They were feeling that the rapture is so close.
Asi kupisa ikoko kwakupiko.
But where is that fire now?
And this kuti regera kurora rora.
I'm not saying don't get married. Please
kuti regera kuita business ita.
I'm not saying don't start your business.
Oh,
please go into
you
business.
Do those things. But don't forget that he's coming. Let's balance these things. Tikazoita we mapostori kunogara kuZululand.
Don't be like mapostori who went to stay in Zulu, in Zululand.
Ndianiko asara muimba ya David yaSaul.
Who still remains from the house of David?
That I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake.
Wandingaitire zvakanaka nokuda kwaJonathan.
Pakanga pane chirema chinonzi Mephibosheth.
There was a lame man called Mephibosheth.
Chirema.
Lame.
And Dr. Sara.
He's the only one remaining.
Bring him.
Gauye.
Kubvira nhasi Mephibosheth.
From today, Mephibosheth.
Uchadya patafura yangu.
You shall feed at my table.
Zvikanzi ini mbwa zvayo.
And me a dog.
That is grace.
Ndidzonyasha idzi.
Mwari akatora iwewe neni chinhu chemanga manga.
God took you and me.
Shisina maturo.
Something that was vanity.
That is grace.
Ndidzo dzinonzi nyasha.
Tingati amen here kwazvino.
Can we say amen to that?
Chinhu chemanga manga.
Something useless.
No, God does not require anything from you.
Mwari havana chavari kuda kubva kwauriwe.
Mwari habatsirwe.
God, you cannot help God.
Ndopa tiri kuona nyasha ipapo.
That's where we are seeing
tiri
grace.
Tiri kutarisana ne rapture tinopinda nenyasha dzamwari.
We are expecting the rapture which we are going to make it by the grace
Shaunu
of God.
Chaunongodiwa kuita ramba uri mushoko chete.
What you only have to do, abide in the word. What the word says.
Rega kupikisana neshoko.
Don't contradict
the pakati pehama.
Let love abound among brothers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonamatira mhuri ya pastor.
Let's pray for the pastor's family.
Mhuri yavo yese toinamatira.
Let's pray for his whole family.
Iwo zvisa panzvimbo yavo kuti dai tiri ndiri ndiri ndaizwa usei.
And place yourself in his shoes and say, if it was me.
Musavaita zvinovarwadza.
Don't do anything to step on their toes.
Nokuti vachafunga murume wavo.
Because they are going to think about she's going to think about her husband.
Vana matirei.
Pray for them.
Imi ma elders mirai nao paduze.
You elders stay close to her.
Nguva nenguva.
All the time.
Imi vana mirai na mama.
You children stand with your mother.
Itai zvamunokwanisa zvese kunzwa kuti hongu she's missing her husband.
Do all that you can remembering that vakarasikirwa nemurume wavo.
That was the Lord's will.
Kwaive kuda kwaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Takatarisana ne rapture ama.
We are nearing the rapture, brethren.
Tinopinda imomo nenyasha dzamwari.
We are going to be raptured by the grace of God.
That in Eastleigh Church iri kuda nyasha dzamwari.
I'm saying Eastleigh Tabernacle, it needs the grace of God.
Rudo rwepakutanga ngarudzokere.
Let's go back to the first love.
Amen. Kunzwirana kuye kuye.
That sympathy and feeling for one another.
Minamato iya yekare.
Those prayers that we used to do long back.
Guys, okay, zvakare muchechi muno.
Let it come back in this church.
Zviri kuda nyasha dzamwari.
It needs the grace of God.
Kaindi ndi Alright, let me just read from the message of grace.
Regendiverenge kubaku marizo yenyasha.
Tirite ere?
Are we together?
Amusku boika na nimdara ere.
I hope I'm not boring you.
If God made me a preacher,
kana mwariva kandiita mparidzi,
that don't show his grace.
Izozo hazviratidze nyasha dzavo.
His grace has been with me. That doesn't show that his grace has been with me.
Izozo kuti ndiri mparidzi hazviratidze kuti nyasha dzamwari dzanga dzineni.
No, no.
Kwete.
It's his grace alone.
Inyasha dzavo bedzi.
That saved me.
Dzakandiponesa.
Not because I preached the gospel.
Kwete nekuti ndinoparidza vhangeri.
I'm saved.
Ndakaponeswa.
Not because you speak with tongues.
Kwete nekuti unotaura nendimi.
Yeah, you are saved.
Ndozvo zvinoratidza kuti wakaponeswa.
Oh no.
Kwete.
Not because you preach.
Kwete nekuti unoparidza.
You are not even saved just because you preach.
Hauna kutoponeswa nekuti unoparidza.
You are not saved because you speak with tongues.
Hazvireva kuti wakaponeswa
nekuti unotaura nendimi. You are not saved because you do any of these things.
Hazvireva kuti wakaponeswa nekuti unoita zvose izvi.
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels,
kunyange ndichitaura nendimi dzevanhu nedzengirozi,
though I understand all the mysteries of God,
kunyange ndichinzwisisa zvakavanzika zvose zvamwari,
a preacher,
mbaridzi,
though I do all this,
kunyange ndichita zvose
izvi, and a faith to move mountains,
ndine kutenda kwokufambisa makomo,
I am nothing.
And this is chinu.
Until charity comes in,
kusvikira rudo rwapinda,
which is love.
Rudo.
Love is grace.
Rudo ndidzo nyasha.
So Eastleigh Church,
saka kereke yepa Eastleigh,
we need grace.
Tiri kuda nyasha.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Do you hear me?
We need grace.
Tiri kuda nyasha.
We don't want that standard to fall down.
Hatisi kuda kuti tidzike kubva pachiyero chiya.
We don't want the presence of God to leave this building.
Hatisoda kuti kurumbidzwa kwaMwari kubve pachivakwa chino.
We want that love.
Tirikuda rudo rwuya
to come back into the church.
Rudzoke mukereke ino.
We do not want church politics.
Hatisikuda zvekurwisana
pamatongerwo enyika. Away with church politics.
Ngatimbosiyana nezvekurwisana pamatongerwo enyichurch.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the work of God.
Iri ibasa raMwari.
It's operated by God himself.
NdiMwari pachavo.
It's operated by the Holy Spirit.
Mweya mutsvene unobata basa.
God yielded people.
Kuvanhu vakazvipira zvachose kuna Mwari.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Do you get me?
Mwari ngavatibatsire.
May God help us.
Rapture yava padhuze.
The rapture is drawing nigh.
Saka tikaita zvokutamba.
So if we play church,
unosara wakatemba.
You remain.
Wakatemba so.
You remain behind.
Mwari ana mafavor.
God does not have favors.
Ane favor nevanhu vari mushoko rake.
He has got favor with people who are in the world.
Ivo hanyanga navo ivavo.
He has got his heart on those people.
And the grace of God is with them.
Uye nyasha dzamwari dzinavo.
And that's what it is.
Those are ziri.
Grace, the grace of God.
Nyasha, nyasha dzamwari.
The grace of God has brought forth a shadow.
Nyasha dzamwari dzaunza mumvuri.
God brought grace unto our lives.
Mwari vakaunza nyasha kuupenyu hwedu.
By his love for us.
Nerudo rwavo kwatiri.
There is something else grace can't do.
Hechicho chimwe chinhu chisingakwanisi kuitwa nenyasha.
Grace cannot be bought.
Nyasha hadzikwanise kutengwa.
Grace cannot be sold.
Nyasha hadzikwanise kutengeswa.
It's grace.
Dzingori nyasha.
It's by a sovereign one.
Nde uyo anozvitongera.
You cannot bargain for it.
Haukwanise kudzikumbira.
You can say, God, I'll do and so and so.
Unokwanisa kuti Mwari ndichaita icho neicho.
If you'll do so and so.
Kana kuti ukaita icho neicho.
You can't do that.
Haukwanise kudaro.
God won't do it.
You can't pull nothing out of God. God gives it to you by His grace.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham was called unconditional.
Abraham akadanwa naMwari pasina zvirango.
No do's and don'ts.
Pasina kunzi ita ichi kana kusaita ichi.
In grace, we don't have do's and don'ts.
Munyasha hatina mitemo ine gumi.
Amen.
Amen.
Grace will give you grace enough to know how to live as a Christian.
Nyasha dzinokupa nyasha dzakakwana dzekuti unoziva kurarama.
Something will control you.
Pane chinenge chichikutungamirira.
Something compels you.
Pane chinokugombedzera.
To do the Bible.
Kuti urarame zviri Bhaibheri.
Can we say amen to that?
Ngatiti amen.
Hapasina kukrenkwa semotikari dzekudharadzia.
You don't need to be cranked like the cars of the olden days.
Ndakutaura chikriste chokwadi chinenge chaitika manje mauri.
I'm talking about the true Christianity that would have taken place inside of you. By the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Asisi zokuisira.
No, it's not put on.
Asisa mauri.
But it's inside you.
Kana chaitika mauri.
If something has happened in you, the years will go on.
Chinja, zimwe, zimwe,
and things
zimwe,
will change and new things go.
Unoramba, uri munyasha dzamwari.
But you will remain in the grace of God.
Hatisi ma chameleon.
We are not like the chameleon.
Anotikana zvinhu zvachinja zveZimbabwe tachinjawo.
That when the economy changes, they also change with the
mapekero kana achinja tachinjawo.
That when fashion changes, we also change.
Zvekutikana zvakuya wachinjawo.
When the things of hair come, you also put it on.
Magobodo akuya wachinjawo.
When the high heeled stilettos come, you also change. We are speaking about the people who have been received grace from God. Are we together, brethren? Now we are preaching sassafras. Not this modern gospel. We are preaching the old gospel.
Listen to the messages of that man.
William Branham.
You won't go wrong at all. No compromise.
Hapana kurerutsa.
Take it or leave it.
Amen.
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 Tiri kutaura nyasha.
We are talking about grace.
Zino kuraramisa shoko.
It will compel you to live according
Zino
to the
kuti ude munhu wese.
Grace will make you to love everyone.
Kana wanga une umwe unovenga upinde murapture.
If you have someone whom you hate, you will not make it into the rapture.
Will not make it in the rapture.
Aupinde mukubvutwa.
There is what I call uniting time and sign here happening right now.
Pane yandoti kubatanidzwa kwechiratidze nenguva zviri kuitika pano.
God is uniting His people.
Mwari vari kubatanidza vanhu vavo.
Supernaturally.
Pamweya.
Getting them ready to go.
Achivagadzira kuti vachienda.
This is not a man's doing.
Hakusi kuita kwemunhu.
It's God Himself.
Ndi Mwari pachavo.
Uniting His people.
Vari kubatanidza vanhu vavo.
I'm afraid we are so many message believers.
Ndinotya kuti takawandisa
vanhu. And my prophet says,
rapture
will be a secret.
Hanzi kubvuta kuchava chinhu chakavanzika.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen.
If we disappear, all of us here,
tika nyangarika isu pano,
the whole of Kariba, Zimbabwe will know.
Kariba yose neZimbabwe inoziziva.
The whole of Harare will know.
Harare yose inoziziva.
People have gone.
Kuti pane vanhu vashaika.
Tobatanidza BV.
And we join with BV.
Merrick Park.
Merrick Park.
Highlands.
Highlands.
Nekwese kweso.
And all the other outlets.
They will definitely know.
Vano tonyatsoziziva mazviro
kwazvo. But the prophet says rapture will happen.
Kuchaitika.
And there will be no change. People will never know nothing about it.
Pana chavanozomboziva kuti pane chaitika pamusoro pako.
They will never know nothing about it.
Vana pana chavanozombova vakaziva
pamusoro pako. Keep on yes if nothing has happened.
Nyika inoramba ichienda mberi sekunge pasina chaitika.
As the rapture yaitika.
But the rapture would have taken place.
Kutaura kuti vashoma.
It means that only a few.
Vazhinji ndo vakaenda.
The many of them have already gone on. The majority. Now, only the minority will make it in the rapture.
Until he says, if eight can make it in this generation, that will be a surprise. I don't know how
you are going to interpret it. But that's what the prophet says. I will be surprised if only eight will make it in the rapture.
That's what he said.
Are Brother Branham.
Are we together, Church of God? But by his grace, I will make it. By his grace, you will make it. We never believed in vain. This is the message of rapture. So we are already in the atmosphere of rapture. When the last one comes in, then the doors will be closed. For a time being, we will be preaching to souls that are in prison. That will never repent again. And then we'll be gone. Can we say amen to that?
Amen. Why am I saying this? That you be you always be sober. That you slumber not. And not say I'm a member of East Tabernacle. I am
this
going
message
in the rapture.
Will never be a denomination.
Marizo, you know, I'm before I
can sanga. You can never denominate God at all.
I can say kuita mari sanga ano kana urongo wevan.
Amen.
Amen.
Murugoni nzwaere.
Are we together?
Amen.
Amen.
Andrikona, my boy Elijah.
I'm seeing manako manango Elijah.
Nemurora.
And my daughter-in-law.
Chibosumuka kamja.
Stand, please stand.
Chibosumuka ndi bamona kamku nemurora wangu.
That is my boy Elijah and my daughter-in-law.
I love him so much.
Do you know Zikuru?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, regate and repambiri, then we close.
Let's proceed. Then we wind up.
Mephibosheth. Kunyango akanga ari chirema.
Even though he was lame.
Asaka wana nyasha.
But he found grace.
Ana umbozikumbira.
He did not ask for it.
Ana umbozinamatira.
He did not pray for grace.
Kubvira zuva iroro.
From that very day.
Akadya patafra ya David.
He ate from David's table.
Amen.
Amen.
A cripple.
Chirema.
Anomira iwe neni.
Who's representing you and me?
Atakaremara.
We were crippled. We were lame.
Van wasina kodzero.
People who were unworthy.
Asi tiri kudya patafura yashe.
But we are feasting from the Lord's table.
Kupiwa Mweya Mutsvene.
To be given the Holy Ghost.
Mweya Mutsvene.
The Holy Spirit.
What is the Holy Spirit?
Mweya Mutsvene chi. It's God himself getting into you. The work is finished.
You're sealed in.
And
everything of the world is sealed out.
You're
no longer worried about worldly things.
You're
now sealed in with God. And you can say, I am one of them. Mephibosheth.
We were picked by this gospel.
That is the grace of God.
We were given wives.
That is the grace of God.
Inyasha zamwana.
Takapo church.
We were given a church.
That is the grace of God.
Inyasha zamwana.
Takapiwa hama.
We were given brothers. Yote
kana zinzinge zati netsa tinowa nao lanota makadi hama makadi.
That when we are in troubles, we have some people who can give us comfort. Inyasha zamwana.
Can we say amen to that?
Ngatiti amen.
Takapiwa maridzo.
We were given a message.
That is the grace of God.
Inyasha
zamwari. We are given a prophet.
Sakapuwa muporofita.
That is the grace of God.
Inyasha zamwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Remerema zon profita.
One day the prophet.
In a vision.
Muchiratizo.
Akaona ari pa lake.
He found himself at a lake.
And there were fishermen around.
Pakanga paine varauri.
And
he heard a voice saying, I want to teach you to fish. You must do this. And you pull slowly. And if you hear, if you feel a tug, you prepare to pull. But the secret is don't tell anyone. Do you understand? And he said yes. And he went. And the prophet entangled his line. Before that, the other fishermen came.
Father,
you are a very good fisherman. And then he started to explain the secret of catching
the fish.
Wobe.
That was the second pool.
Ndoko aiva kudonza kwavo kwechipiri.
Ndoko neva profeta vese vamuri kuona.
That's where these other prophets are.
Vakabata secret.
They caught the secret
yokubata
of catching.
Vari kuita ma miracles, vari kuita zvinhu zvese.
They are doing miracles and everything else.
Zvikanzo wakanganisa.
And they said, no, you shouldn't have done that.
Usina kuvataura.
You shouldn't have told them.
But chinzwa ka?
But now listen.
I'm
going to meet with you
Mukatu.
Inside there.
Imomomo.
Inside
that
there.
Will not be a public show.
Inside that chamber, as
are we together, Church of God? We are
now inside the chamber by His grace.
Secretly.
Something is happening. Pakavandika.
Mukati imo.
Inside.
Azizi zana magaya.
It's not Magaya
Nana Makandiwa
or Makandiwas
Nana Ningi
or whosoever.
A prophet of Akawanda Vana Ushiri.
Many prophets, Mushiri.
Kanataka Mbona, a prophet of Kwanda Kwao.
If we have ever seen a time of rising up of many prophets,
this is the time.
Diongoya Tavai.
But we are in the inner veil.
As isitiri mukamuri yemukatika.
What is happening there?
Chichirikuitikamo.
No one knows.
Hapana anoziva.
It's now a secret.
Chava chakavanzika.
Can we say amen to that?
Ngatiti amen.
That's where the seals have been opened.
Ndomakazarurwa zvisimbiso.
The seventh seal.
Chisimbiso chechinomwe.
Is a secret.
Ichakavanzika.
It ends time.
Chinopedza nguva.
Denominations,
chinopedza masangano,
everything,
zose,
and ushers the church to the millennium.
Chopinza kereke muchuru chemakore millennium.
Had Satan known that secret,
dai Satan akaziva chakavanzika ichi,
he was going to do great damage.
Aikanganisa zvikuru.
Akaziva secret yemubindu reEden.
He knew the secret in the Garden of Eden,
and he did a great damage.
Akaunza kukanganisa kukoro.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen, church.
And then he knew the secret of Samson.
Akaziva chakavanzika cha Samson.
And he did a great damage.
Akakanganisa zvikuru.
But now,
asi iye zvino,
he will not get anything at all.
Haana chaachazombofa akaziva.
Rapture ichamurasa Satan.
He is going to miss the rapture.
He
doesn't know what is taking place.
Because it's for us.
Nekuti kubvutwa ndekwedu.
Chirega ndipedzise ndichiverenga nepapapa.
Let me finish by reading this quotation.
Chipedzisa, what is this grace?
God's grace is like this. Listen attentively. God's grace is like this. Let me tell you a story. In ending. God's grace is like this. One time there was a mighty king. And this mighty king had a son, and it was his only son. And one day a murderer killed that boy. And through that kingdom, went the delegates hunting for that murderer. They finally found that murderer. And when they found him, they brought him back and imprisoned him. And when they did, a trial was set and a sentence was made. Oh, it was a terrible thing. He had murdered the king's son. And he knew what was coming to him. They put him into his inner cells. They locked the doors. They put pads on it so no one, the guards around it, because we know what kind of a horrible punishment this boy was going to receive. Because he killed the king's son. The royal king's son. Guards was placed all around the doors. He was put in the inner cells. Stripped with nothing but a loin cloth on. And there he was. Set there in that condition. Starving. God don't give him nothing to eat. He was sitting in that condition. Then they brought him out to a trial. He was found guilty and proven guilty. A sentence was made that he was to be executed under horrible capital punishment. He was to be killed by inches until his mortal life was gone. Sentenced by the judge, he was to die. And he begged and cried. And he said, though I am guilty, I'm sorry that I did that. I wish I had never done it. I'm sorry that I did it. In a moment, in a rage of temper, I did it. I didn't mean to do it that way. One day the king went down to the place to visit the boy, to tell him, talk to him, and tell him about killing his own son, the only son he had. He had killed that boy. He said, I'm going down to talk to him. And when he went down there, he looked back in that cage like a caged animal. And he saw his little skinny boy body laying back there in a corner, crying, his face all sunk in, his jaws sank in, his eyes way back. Matter was all in his eyes. And his mouth was all whited over. No water. Thirsty. Lying there on his face. Crying. The king said, stand up.
Sumuka.
He came up to him. And he looked at him. He said, why did you kill my son? What did my son do to you? What did he do to merit such a death as you killed him?
akanga akuitireiko zvaive zvakafanira kuti umubaye nebanga.
Stabbing him to death with a spear.
Kumubaya kwawakamuita nepfumo.
He said,
akati,
nothing, my Lord.
Hapana chaakatadza.
Not one thing.
Kana chinhu chimwe chete chaakatadza.
Just my own impudence.
Ini hangu hasha dzangu.
Just my own ways.
Iniwo nzira dzangu.
I killed him because I was jealous of him.
Ndakangomupondera godo rangu.
And I got in a temper fit.
Hasha dzangu dzakasumuka.
And I killed him.
Ndikamuponda.
Said, now I'm to die under your justice, sir.
I realized
that and I deserve to do it.
Only
thing I'm crying for,
that I'm
just sorry that I killed that royal man like that.
Without a cause.
The king turned on his heels and walked out. Went out to the desk and said, destroy all the records. Grace.
Nyasha.
Destroy all the records. You know, put them in the sea of forgetfulness. Destroy all the records. Wash him up. Bring him up. I'll send down a robe for him. You speak of grace. Mondi.
Medara.
Paradzai my records also umondi.
The king instructs them to paradza zvinyorwa zvose.
Moisa pal gown pamsoro pake, robe.
And dress him with a robe.
And after a while,
kwapera chinguva,
a great big limousine drove up to the door.
Limousine huru mota yamambo yakasvika.
When it did,
payakasvika,
a carpet was spread out to the prison cell.
Carpet yakawaridzwa kuenda kumusuo
etorongo. The king stood at the end of the limousine.
Mambo wakanga vakamira vari pa limousine
and said,
vakati,
come my son.
Uya mwanakomana wangu.
Mondi.
A murderer.
Yakunzi uya mwanakomana wangu.
He's been invited.
Iwewe neni.
Son, you and I.
Takauraya mwanakomana wamwari.
We killed the son of God.
Asine shumira yekupedzisira.
But because of the last day's message. Yakati
nyasha nyasha nyasha.
He said grace. Grace.
Kunyangwa vakanga vakanganisa michato yavo.
Even those who had done wrong in their marriages.
Vakawanirwa nyasha.
They found grace.
Zvikanzi aiwa chienda unoparidza. Utaurire vanhu ivavo kuti zvavakaita izvozvo zvakaipa varege kuzviita zvakare.
Now tell them that what they did, let them do it no more.
Why? Because it's the time of grace.
Nekuda kwei yanguva yenyasha.
And we are still in grace right now.
Tichingori munguva yenyasha
yezvino. Hazvina mhosva zvawakaita.
It doesn't matter what you have done.
Hazvina mhosva chingava chipi nechipi.
It doesn't matter what you have done.
Eastly Church.
Kerekepa Eastly.
God is saying grace, grace unto you.
Mwari vari kuti nyasha, nyasha kwamuri.
Grace unto you.
Nyasha kwamuri.
Listen, let me finish off.
Teerai ndikupedzisa.
And come, my son. And ride home with me to the palace. Put the king's robe around his shoulder. He said, from henceforth, you are my son. You are my son. Because he had pity, that is grace. That was me. That was you. We killed the Son of God. The Son of God today is the message of the hour. Every time you sinned, you killed the Son of God. But it's grace and grace to you. No matter what you have done, God is saying, it's grace. It's grace.
Nyasha.
And you are going into the rapture.
Uri kupinda mukobvutwa.
By his grace.
Nenyasha
dzavo. Don't look at yourself.
Haikona kuzvitarisa
iwe. Look to yourself through the mirror of God's word.
Zvitarisa iwe kubudikidza negirazi reshoko raMwari.
Tingati amen here ipapo.
Can we say amen?
Don't look at yourself the way people see you.
Haikona kuzviona nemaonera unoitwa nevanhu iwe.
But look at yourself the way God sees you.
Haikona kuzviona nemaonera unoitwa naMwari.
Sometimes you are mistaken. What people say about you. Don't worry about that. But look to yourself. The way God looks at you. Record reseru kukanganisa.
Oh, the record of your sins.
Go and throw it into God's book. Sea of forgetfulness.
Mwari vakarikanda mugunga rao rekusazorangarira.
In this message,
mumharidzo ino,
there is forgiveness of sin.
Mune kuregererwa kwezvivi.
In this message,
mumharidzo yedu iyi,
there is pardon.
Mune kuregererwa.
Because that's where grace is.
Nokuti ndoo panobva nyasha.
One day grace was here on earth.
And
then a woman was found sinning. The mistake that they did, they brought him
here
to grace.
Kunyasha.
No mistake
they brought the adulterous woman to grace.
Dokubatanga zvake kunyora pasi.
And grace started to write down.
Akangata ora chite asina chivi pakati penyu ngatore domba take mzimai.
He had first said that if anyone of you had never sinned, throw the first stone.
Kubva kuna bishop.
From the bishop,
one by one.
Mumwe nemumwe.
They went away.
Vakabva ipapo.
And this woman,
mudzimai uyu,
remained with grace.
Akasara nenyasha.
Nyasha dzakazoti kwaari.
And grace said to her, where are your accusers? They are all gone. Now listen to this. Even myself, I say, thy sins
and
are forgiven. Do not sin no more.
That is grace. The message of
grace.
God bless you. Song leader, can you sing that song, Mercy Re? That's right.
Tiimbire rwiyo. Nyasha dzakanyora patsva upenyu wangu.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Nyasha dzakanyora patsva upenyu wangu.
We want to see grace take over Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Tida kuti nyasha tonge patabenekere pa Eastleigh.
We want to feel the presence of God once again.
Tidakunzwa kurumbidza kwaMwari zvakare.
Let's commit everything now into grace.
Ngati kumikidze zvinhu zvose iye zvino munyasha.
God knows what he's doing.
Mwari vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Don't worry about him.
Haikona kunetsikana navo.
He knows what he's doing.
Vanoziva zvavari kuita Mwari.
He wrote my life.
Mercy.
The grace of God will be with you. Commit every situation, every problem, every obstacle, whatever it is before you, grace is here. This message is alive. Christ in his bride, amongst his people, he will do it. My Jesus, no, just one. I need, oh yes, he know, oh yes, he know, just what I